Starting is the hardest part about creating. Once you have an idea, you can take it and run. But formulating those thoughts can be the biggest struggle that we face as creatives. In this episode, I sit down with Shelby, who is an amazing poet and model, and we discuss things like identity, the art of finding who you are as a person, and also our purpose as creatives. It's not easy. This one is for the people that need to know what their true worth actually is. Thank you, Inspire Business Community, for partnering with us for this season of the Silo Podcast. Creatives, if you need a spot to work with other people, brainstorm, or have an office, Inspire's got you covered. We can't thank you enough for letting us host the podcast in your space. So beautiful, and it made for a perfect backdrop. Let's get into the episode. Yo, welcome to the Silo Podcast. I am here with Shelby. Today, we're going to be talking all about poetry and life events and some crazy awesome stuff. I'm so excited to hear your insights.
I am so excited. First of all, thank you so much. It is an honor to be here. It's an honor to share. I mean, I know we've been working on this for a long time as far as setting it up and getting this in the books, but I'm just so excited to share. It's going to impact so many people. Hopefully it impacts you and it helps myself. So
let's get started. Tell me a little bit more about like the poetry side of you, because you have this untapped or maybe unknown to a few, but you have a 10,000 followers on like a poetry account on Instagram.
Yeah,
what
I do.
What is that? Tell me all about that.
So my true worth started around 2017, started years ago. It was when I was newly married. And I mean, ironically, I've always had the gift of writing. Writing has always been something that's a part of me. It's always been so important to me. It's been a way that I express. It's a way that I escape. But when I did start that, it was because I needed something to kind of like share my gift. I needed a way to kind of express the emotions that I had inside. I was newly married, so I was dealing with a lot of different things that were unhealed parts of me. So I felt a lot of just not knowing my place in the world. I was very young. I was probably around 22, 21 when we got married. So coming up out of that and then kind of like letting the honeymoon phase die off, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to serve. I mean, obviously serve my husband, but I didn't know how I was going to put my gift out in the world. So I came across a blog that someone was writing on Instagram. And this was when Instagram was like fairly like new to the blogging world, kind of new to people sharing their art on Instagram. It was still like a new app. So I saw that and it really inspired me. So that's kind of how I came to know like, okay, I think I'm going to share my art in that way. I think I'm going to start writing. But the clearest thing that I heard was I was sitting at my job at the time and I was sitting at the desk and then I audibly heard in my spirit, I heard God say and speak to me, I want you to write for people. And it could not have been clearer from that day, like what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So.
You just felt like, whew.
Yeah.
This is my calling. And you audibly heard it.
Audible.
Yeah.
It was so, like, I know sometimes we think we hear like, oh, I think I, you know, heard God say this or, you know, you tell yourself something and that's your voice. But it was undeniable. And I know that that was part of the first step into using my gift that I used to, you know, exercise when I was young. Kind of like that pathway and that outlet into sharing for people.
Yeah. So there was the call, but what was then your response to that?
My response was getting right to it. So I did it just imperfectly, which I'll touch on a little bit later, but I just started imperfectly. I started a blog through WordPress and it just kind of took off when I started sharing to Instagram. So the response was really good because of how like real it was. It was real in the sense that I named my page My True Worth because I truly was trying to find my true worth. But my worth, I wasn't trying to find it through, you know, a different outlet in this world, trying to find something that is not meaningful, but it was really to help serve the world. So in that, it became my true worth in my writing to help find my true worth and share it with others so they can find their true worth.
It's a parallel journey that people can relate to. And I think that's what a lot of people then would hop on to is that, hey, I'm along on this ride, one, for her, and two, for like my own growth and spiritual growth and what that entails, all of that whole part of it.
what, so it's kind of a faceless account, right? Like, you're not sharing so much about who you are as a person and what you do, right? This is my assumption.
Yes. No, it's true. I really just wanted it to be more about the art rather than myself. And I think that's just something I've been navigating, is also humanizing it, because I am a person, and I'm trying to connect on that level. Like, it's, some of the writing that I do is very deep, so people resonate with it, but I want them to also kind of see a face and kind of know who I am and where the words are coming from. And I need to get better with that. I'm not one to just kind of show up on my story kind of informally. But I absolutely love doing this, because I mean, this was like how I wanted to keep sharing that and keep sharing who I am and why I do what I do.
I just think it's really interesting that it is more of a faceless, but like so deep into one side of you, and then so not outwardly showing yourself, which is a really cool concept. And I think that honestly helps retain people, because of, hey, I'm not projecting my face onto whoever is behind this. It's, I'm just reading things that are true in general and true that are about me and stuff like that. So it's might even be one less barrier that people have to relating to your work, which is so cool.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I don't want to take away from what that purpose is. I want to be able to share my art in that sense on that page. And I know it directly is like a contrast to what I do on my personal page, which I only started only a couple years ago, because I started dabbling more into the freelance and the modeling world and the creative industry. So that's more of like my face side. That's more of where I show like, this is also what I do. But as far as my true worth, I want that to be my art, where people see the words and that is the point. It's not the point to really see, like, I mean, obviously sharing the personal aspects of my life is important. And I think you kind of find the balance over time too.
How have you seen the growth in yourself over when you started that, as Instagram being super new and you being 21, newly married, versus where you're at now, both Instagram being as old as it is and you seeing the growth over that timeline?
Yeah, the growth has been insane. I mean, it's been a long journey, in the sense that growth does take time sometimes. We see people now, especially with the world of TikTok and the world of just like instant virality, where people go viral so quickly and then they don't know how to sustain the growth and they don't have a community. So one of the things that has like helped me is just seeing that I've built a community over time, and I have like my followers who have followed me since day one, and they've been with me through thick and thin. They've seen me grow, which I feel like is another thing. I feel like my art has just really matured alongside with me. And so those people have seen the growth, and I'm really honored that they're still there. But I've also gained a lot of new followers, which eventually led to, you know, thousands and thousands of people following me. And it will continue to grow, but, you know, we all know it's not about the followers.
Speak on the maturation of your art. What is that?
Yeah. So what it is my own self maturing. Like, when I first started, I was so young. I felt like a baby. I was so new to the online world and navigating it and just learning how to like deal with my own emotions. And in writing and expressing and growing older with time and just becoming more confident and sure of myself and who I really am. And obviously that's just the work of God in my life. And responding to that call that he placed inside of me, that's a thing that takes time. So the maturity part is, your art is going to mature alongside with you. You can't expect to be perfect right off the bat. And I think that that's how all artists feel. They look back and they see what they once did and they might cringe a little. They might be like, that's not me anymore. But I'm here to say that that's okay, because you're supposed to look back and be like, I kind of hate that.
Yeah, you don't want to be stagnant. And if you're stagnant, I would say you'd be on the same level and be like, hey, my art's still good back then. And some of it might be like standout pieces that are awesome.
Yeah.
But there's some that are like, I had a growth area.
Yeah.
And I grew from that.
As long as people, you know, as long as they're not self-critical, like one thing about me is I'm really like a perfectionist. So I'll take things and tweak it so much. A really important thing that I had to kind of get over, and as I've matured, is just that ultra perfect curation of those, you know, a flat lay with the journal. And it had to look so perfect and the words had to be right. I would literally write the same phrase over again until like my handwriting was perfect. I was like, what am I doing right now? Like the message in my words is the same. The message didn't change. I'm just making it harder on myself.
Yeah, the packaging is different.
Yeah. Put the art out there, do the work. The perfection might come later when you're more, when you've grown into yourself, but just get it out there. Just start.
Yeah, that's so important to just start, because you're not going to reach your 100th poem if you don't have your first, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know how many posts you have out there, but you wouldn't have what you have now if you didn't get called to do that first of all and share that, but then also listen and make that action step a possibility. I'm curious too, as you said, you're a perfectionist, how did you navigate that other than just saying, hey, I'm leaving it at 90% and not worrying about like the curation of the photo that I take with it?
Yeah, honestly, it's, you have to be true to yourself and your art, and you have to know that you're not going to be perfect right away. I think that was one of the biggest barriers and things I needed to overcome, was just seeing myself in the process of growing. And honestly, if there's one thing that I can encourage people in, is that people were still impacted. People were still receiving what I had to say, what I was writing, and it was still serving my community, whether it looked bad to me or not. Because if it looks bad to you, it's not going to look bad to someone else. They're not even thinking about the logistics behind the photo. They're just looking at the photo and the words, and they're being impacted by it.
What does it take, because I'm an outsider to this whole realm of poetry, what does it take to actually form the words that are in your head and put that into writing and into a delivery that means something to you and to someone else?
Such a good question. Honestly, it takes a lot of trial and error and just doing it. Like, you're not going to feel like writing every single day. You're not going to feel inspired every single day. You're going to just be going about your day. You're going to be not feeling artistic. You're not going to feel any kind of inspiration. But if you only do it on the days that you feel inspired, you're going to be missing out. You're not going to be like stretching and growing that muscle of your art and the way that you creatively work. It's just not, it's not going to happen. And it took a lot of time for me to just sit down and write even when I didn't feel like it, and just keeping a lot of it to myself. But then something that I did write and it was really impactful, I would take that little snippet and I would say, oh my gosh, this is for my page. This is for someone. So a lot of times it's not even going to, like, what I post is not even like the full thing. It's just a little snippet of something I wrote. So
do you have a list or a journal of all those full thoughts then for you?
Too many.
Do you have multiple journals?
Way too many. Ones that I didn't even start yet that are just blank. I'm like, I don't want to mess it up. And then I have ones where there's a lot of deeper, a lot of my deepest stuff is really just for me. It's more conversational between me and God. But in that too, that's where those, like, the gold mine or like the diamonds in the rough come out. And that's something I'll post about too. So I feel like all of those journals, they have so many good things in them. That's what you see on my chart.
Yeah.
Like, it's so deeply personal. So I try to keep it like, you know, as a writer, we're going to have the really personal things, the really like hard and gritty things that we're working through emotionally. And then we're going to have the good things that we post. And it's for someone.
Yeah, it is for someone. You're 100% correct. In my head, I playfully think that you have two lives. You have the My True Worth life.
She's Hannah Montana.
Exactly. You have the My True Worth, and then you have who you are as a model. how do those ever interact? You mentioned that you're not one to hop on the stories and just be like, hey guys, what's up? Like, how do you navigate those two lives, and where do you live more in one than the other? Is there one that you want to keep pursuing more than the other? Maybe it's both at the same time, but
yeah. Well, I actually kind of want to touch on that because I know it might be confusing, or it might be like very Hannah Montana to people where it's like she's living a double life, but really this is just the culmination of years of growing into that godly confidence that I've eventually gotten to. And, you know, along with writing, something that I've always been creatively gifted in, it's actually been modeling too.
Yeah,
and
you
it's
are
like
killer.
So contrasted in the sense that I needed to find my true worth as a person, someone who was constantly stuck in comparison, someone who was constantly looking at other people, wishing I had their look or their vibe or their sense, and just looking at their confidence and wanting that, and then not knowing how to get there, and that I just wasn't there yet. So as I grew and as I became more sure of myself through the work of God in my life and just from writing, that's kind of what it led to, ironically enough. And so I hope to be a good representation in the modeling world, working with photographers, working with other models. I hope to be a really good representation of someone who has found their true worth in those aspects of who I am creatively, who God says I am, someone who is just so sure of herself that she can be in that and not compare anymore.
That's, yeah. And you, man, you're killing it in both aspects of your life. But it's so cool to see that interaction, because it's one that I think a lot of people are asking, like, hey, obviously a lot of
how do I do this?
Yeah. Obviously people are asking, how do you do this? And like, they're like, man, how can someone be so gifted in two different things when really as humans we're so like multifaceted or do so much? Like, we're so complex. And I think what you've done that really is cool is you've segmented what you do. And it's not a bad thing at all, but you've truly hit your exact audience for your poetry and your exact audience for your modeling. And most people can't say that I have two different accounts that are doing like amazing things in their own lanes. It's a lot of people are just like, I do all these things and this is what I do. And that's totally fine too. But it's so cool to see that from you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, it's good to hear the feedback, because I think sometimes like we're creating and we're doing and we're feeling and, you know, we're living our lives. And sometimes it's hard to like look at it from like your perspective, because we've all done that where we've looked at our profile and we've looked at it and we're like, this look good to other people. What do people think about this? And we have to remember that I don't know what the term is, like the self-sabotage that we try to like point at ourselves or that we try to have within, like that's really going to get you in trouble. Because I think you can always think how it's going to look to other people, or what are people going to think? Are they judging me? Let them judge. That's just, I've grown so much now that it's like, you know what? People can look at me for what I am, and they might see something like a photo shoot and they're like, well, she's out in the world. She's lost her way. It's quite the opposite. It's really the opposite in the sense that God has led me into these arenas, whether I work more professionally in modeling or even more professionally in writing further down the road, wherever that leads, I hope to be that representation for other people.
You found
Don't
your calling,
have to compromise.
Your calling, and like put your head down and you're doing the things that God's called you to do. And that's so admirable. And anyone else that questions that is like, okay, yeah, well, it is what it is. I know what I'm doing. You can look over here all you want. How with that and perfectionism, and let's talk about imposter syndrome. Have you felt
that was the word I was looking for?
Have you felt that in either of the two things that you're most passionate about?
Absolutely. That was something that was even just a few years ago I needed to overcome. I think it's one of the biggest things as a creative person, because we're looking at so many other creative people and we're seeing where they're at, and we're just, that imposter syndrome can really creep in, because you're looking at what you could be, but you're criticizing yourself now. Where you are at now is just, it's part of the path. You're just a little bit more behind, And there might be people just starting out that they're even behind you. So how are you going to lead them? How are you going to, you know, get them to that next step? There's always someone that we can compare ourselves to.
Yeah. As Eden said, there's like so many influences and spheres of influence that you're a part of. You have to look who is influencing you, and then who are you influencing as well. And to have that perspective, then you're like, okay, how do I become like this person? Sure. But then also you're fostering other people behind you that are you're blazing the trail for the same people that you think you're getting in behind it themselves.
Yeah. So. And you're not too late. There is no, I had to just get over the thinking like I'm late. Like I'm starting later in life. I didn't start early enough. I didn't blow up soon enough. Not that that even really matters, but we look at that and we see other people who might have gone viral or just started earlier, and we can see that and say like, well, that's it. I'm too far gone. Like I can't make that. I can't do that, when it's just not true. That's never going to be like a truth, because I could make it. Tomorrow could be the day. Tomorrow could be the day I go completely viral for like no reason, even though it is for a reason, obviously. And I always say, you know, when I was really just really self-critical and in that perfectionism stage where everything was so like curated and perfect, I would always look at people ahead of myself and just look at that and be like, I don't know if I'll ever make it there. I don't know if I'll ever be that person or be able to just handle that many followers or be in that position. But really, like, you're not supposed to be competing with them at all. They are your guide. And that's pretty much something I had to kind of keep telling myself, but it's something I fully believe for myself now. So
look to the people above you and realize that they're your guides. A lot of the time, they can blaze the trail and you have an easier life because of the struggles that they've been through. I'm curious as to what success looks like for you in any of those fields. That was a very ambiguous start to the question, but as a model, if you felt accomplished, what did you do to feel accomplished there?
It's a really good question, and it's a really deep question, because success is going to look different for everybody. My definition of success is not necessarily being the perfect face or really just the face of anything at all. I know there are people who strive to be on the cover of Vogue and they make it there, and that's incredible. Success is really defined for yourself. A lot of the mentors in my life, the people who have helped me and with their advice, that's their advice, is what you have success. Hang on, I'm piecing together a thought.
You got it.
Piecing it together.
Just say it in full when you got it.
Yeah, success is defined by you. Doesn't really sound deep, but it is that deep. Because if you can't define for yourself what success looks like, you will never be successful. You can't be successful if you don't know what that looks like for yourself. So for me personally, it's just to, yes, eventually be like a quiet little writer, like in her little cottage or wherever I'm going to end up. And I'm writing and I have my cup of coffee and I have like, I can see animals outside and it's like this perfect like scene. And maybe I've written like a bunch of books and people are out there buying it and they're loving it and they're just being impacted by my words. If that's all that it is, or even if it isn't that, I have to be okay with that. I have to be satisfied with whatever that looks like.
What are some other roadblocks along the way that you've experienced that have hindered your creative process, but in the end have helped your experience be who you are today?
Yeah, definitely that perfectionism. I just have to go back to like just how much pressure and expectation I put on myself. I just was drowning in expectations that were just not realistic at the time. I had to kind of look at what I was doing and I kind of had to reevaluate what I was doing. Which is probably why like people have seen my true worth and they're like, oh my gosh, like so much has shifted. It looks completely different. I started my other page to do more creative things. I had to just take a good look at what I was doing and be honest with myself. Like, do I want to do this perfectly, or do I want to do this in the way that I know I'm supposed to be doing it, imperfectly? We are all imperfect. We are not going to always create this like perfect image, or really this image that we think it should look like, because a lot of times on Instagram, we see all of that beauty, we see all of that curation, but that is someone's hard work that they have done, and they've maybe gotten over that mountain, or they've gotten over that hurdle of just that deep perfectionism, and that's the result. So I can't stress that enough to people. Once you make it over that, and once you allow yourself to finally realize, like, this is not about being perfect, it's about being me, it's about being who I was called to be, that's the result. And I think that's finally showing up.
Dang. What are your next steps then for moving forward with all of these barriers and stuff that we've talked about? But what can be the next steps for you that lead you in a healthy direction still?
Well, I think I'm in a really healthy position to now dream and dream without any restriction, without any kind of barriers that I've put on myself. I know everyone talks about these days, like, being delusional. There is a little bit of truth to that. Although I will say, you have to look realistically at your life and at where you're at to make those kind of decisions. But where I'm at currently is just dreaming for the future, as in, like, what can I really blossom into? I think a lot of the journey as a creative and as a writer and as a model is blooming and blossoming into yourself. How can I become, what kind of fertilizer do I need to put in my soil to further see more of those blossoms come out and see, like, what are going to be the fruits? How can I produce more fruit? So some of that is looking like, you know, more book planning. That's kind of a little secret I've been keeping. Like, obviously, that's been on the roster for probably too long now. But definitely just looking more realistically at, or taking myself more professionally and seriously with modeling, working with brands and people and different photographers that I love and want to support.
Yeah. I mean, with that, there is the lofty end of it, and then there is, like, realistic. Where do you lie in all of that, and what is dreams into the world, and like, what does that all hold?
Yeah, I think it just is going to look a lot like taking myself more seriously, in the sense that I, you know, have grown so much. I'm a professional person now. I want to present myself as someone who knows what they're doing. I've come so far. I've come too far to keep discounting myself and my art and exactly where I'm at. Yes, you absolutely have to stop looking at yourself as, I'm not qualified enough, I'm not good enough. That's my main message with my true worth. Like, we know what our worth is. I am worth whatever, you know, whatever that looks like in your art. And I think that it's just looking at yourself as with that importance.
What does that look like for you then, translating that you have all these passions, but what does that look like in your day-to-day life?
In my day-to-day life, it's been a little difficult just because it's hard to navigate, you know, switching your brain back and forth between realities. Like, this is my job, and then this is my art. And one thing I wanted to just encourage people in today is, you, I think for a long time, I tried to, you know, make my true worth a job. I tried to make it like a business. I exhausted all of my options as to, how am I going to, like, profit off of this? When really it was made to just be art. It was made to just impact people. And I think your art can just be your art. It doesn't have to be like the thing that churns out your income or just make you rich or something like that. So I think you can just, I've really just come to the sense of peace that I don't have to really make that my job. It's really just finding the time in my day to be a writer, to write down what I'm feeling that day or what I'm going through, going out and living my life and enjoying it, but then coming home and saying, I'm going to process this. I'm going to write it. What did I get from that conversation? What did I get from that interaction with my job or something that happened that day.
Yeah, to be creative is to take inspiration from the world. And if you don't experience the world, how do you pour out what your interpretation and expression of that would be? Shelby, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you coming on and just speaking truth and life and so many good things. It's been an honor. And thank you so much for opening my eyes to what poetry looks like and that kind of world that I've never dove into before.
You're so welcome. And this has been such an honor. I'm so glad we could do this. Thank you again so much.
See you guys.